What's going down, podcast listener? Welcome back to the Symbiosis Now podcast. I'm Tyler Colombaro, and I'm the host of the show. And on this show, we like to have a good conversation. Every episode, guaranteed. All in hopes that it inspires you to go out there and have a conversation with a friend, a family member, or maybe even an enemy. Because you know, you gotta keep your enemies closer. Am I fucking right? There's a lot to learn from adversity. There's a lot to learn from diversity. There's a lot to learn from vlogging. That's why we got Chris Freeman, the legendary vlogger. You gotta go check him out, Lonely California Nights. He's a young man with a hot head and some spicy content to prove it. Listener, I'm excited, but before we start talking, please tell your friends about the podcast. Let the people know that the symbiotic connections are prevalent. They must be connected. And also stay tuned for my other podcast, the Cali Ag Podcast, that is debuting on Wednesday, February 22nd. We're going to start some other conversations because it seems there's many other conversations that need to be had, especially about our food system. So about mid-episode, we're going to have an ad that's shouting out that new podcast. Go check it out, folks. I'm super excited to talk about it because it's finally getting there. We got a website coming out, folks. We're now a blanket network. Tyler Colombaro is proudly the host of the Symbiosis Now Network, where we're going to have not one, not two, but three podcasts for you to listen to. So clean all that earwax out of your ears and make some candles with it and light them, because we're about to get sacred in this mofo as we venture into the yonder of conversation with Chris Freeman on the Symbiosis Now podcast.
You know, Idaho potatoes? That's prison labor.
I was face down in the gravel, teeth biting road like asphalt. Coca-Cola still uses coca leaf in their mixture for flavor.
Because the simpler a message is, the more people can get behind it.
I can really tune in and try to stay alert on what's going on right now.
And also, I had read the fucking label wrong, so we actually took 10 times the amount we were supposed to take.
Wow.
Of each.
This is the thing, and I want this to be like a public service announcement to people.
PSA, listen, PSA. This is important.
Chris Freeman, dude, what the fuck, bro? What's up, family? What's up, brother from another mother?
How are you doing?
I'm okay, bro. I mean, how old are you, Chris?
I'm gonna be 21 next week.
And when I met you, how old were you?
I believe 11, 12. Yeah, so it's been a hot minute.
Dude, that's crazy. It's been like 10 years.
I know, it is crazy.
That's pretty cool. So 21, I thought you were already 21, bro. What are you going to do for 21, big dog?
Actually, nothing too exciting. I have just like a family dinner going on, and then I'll probably just hang out with my friends that night at my house. So,
well, your friends are pretty wild, bro.
Yeah, you watch my videos?
I've watched some of your videos, bro. That's what I wanted to talk to you about too. Like, for sure. Like, I've noticed you're like a vlogger, right? Is that what you consider what you do right now?
Yeah. I don't like to say I make vlogs. I rather say I make like art pieces instead.
And there's a lot of touches to it that's not just vlog. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. But it really is, like, at the end of the day, a vlog, because it's really just me and my friends, like, messing around that day or that week. And, yeah, it's really fun, so.
Well, I saw one where you guys were fighting in the backyard, bro. You guys were boxing, dude.
Our fight club.
Bro, folks, like, I'm not kidding. This shit was like these fools were punching each other in the face with gloves on, but they're trying to fuck each other up in the backyard.
Yeah, they had $100. Whoever won wins $100.
$100 ain't shit when you have a broken ass face, bro. These fools were hitting each other. Did you fight? I didn't watch the whole video. I was like, God.
I was just recording the whole thing. That's the best part about living here, is because, you know, like, no matter what, someone's doing something, you know? And I just happened to wake up that morning and people fighting in my backyard, so I just start recording it, you know?
What do you mean by living here?
I live in a house with all my roommates, and we all basically do like YouTube videos.
Oh, you know? Shit.
Yeah. But I've been trying to, you know, make videos for almost a year now. So I've been doing it a little bit longer than most of my roommates, but not too much longer. But yeah, we all do videos, and it's me and my five roommates. And basically we're making like a YouTube like group thing where we just like make videos and entertain people online. So
that's pretty lit. I seen one of your videos that had a lot of views. It was the what was it? It was my first time on a plane, bro.
Yeah.
You were all scared, bro. You did good, but you were all scared.
Bro, it was fun. It was surprisingly not my best video, I thought. And it's funny because I spent like 10 hours editing that video after I got off that plane, you know. And I accidentally deleted the whole project like after I already finished it. Instead of saving it, I deleted it. Damn. And I couldn't really get it back, so I remade the whole video as quick as I could, and it wasn't really that good. And compared to like some of my other videos, I think are a lot better. But
what's this channel called? People need to know what we're talking about. It.
Right. My channel is called Lonely California Nights. Yeah, and I've been doing that for about a year now, or almost a year, but.
That's awesome, bro. You made a music video. I seen that shit. That shit was badass, actually. You were, like, in the grocery store for a little bit, and then you were, like, at home for a little bit. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah, I have a friend who engineers music, and I met him through one of my roommates, actually, and he's helped me, like, kind of be able to, I don't know, make my music come to life, I guess, you know? So it's pretty cool that I met that guy, and I hope that I get to make more music in the future. I think I will, so it's pretty fun. It's surprising because I never thought I'd see myself like making music, but I met that guy, and then it just kind of like, I don't know, I thought I could make a song, and I did, and it ended up doing pretty good, so then I just made another one, you know. And I'm kind of just doing it for fun. And just to see, like, what I can do. And I've always wanted to make a music video. And so I'm like, well, I got to have a song to make a music video. So I made a song.
That's pretty lit, bro. I think a lot of people don't write. They don't do shit like that enough in life. Even if they're just doing it for fun, even. Like, a lot of people don't do it anymore, man. Some people, like myself, I feel like it's scary. Yeah. It's scary to create something and expose it to the world. Like, that's the point of it being art, is once you expose it to the world, it's no longer up to your interpretation. It's up to the world's interpretation. And it can be brutal, you know? It could be awesome, too, though. That's the thing. And I think a lot of times I think pessimistically of like that. Like, I went to an open mic night one time in downtown Clovis, and I fucking was terrified. Like, and I was trying to be cool, but I was terrified, bro. And then I went up there. Huh?
Like comedy?
Yeah, like just, yeah, like comedy open mic night thing. And I went, and then I was the last person to go. On. So literally everyone was gone. Yeah. So I'm just talking to nobody anyways. And so my nerves went for no reason. But it's so funny because, like, I don't know, like, if I did it again, would I be good at it? I don't know. I probably would, because maybe I won't be so nervous, because it's just stupid to be fucking nervous about dumb shit like that. The point of it's to fuck around. But my fear of failure and my fear of people just looking at me, like, what's wrong with him, was like, I was going to shatter my reality temporarily, and I couldn't handle it.
I get it. And I feel like I would have never wanted to do, like, comedy. Now I do. But I think because I, like, make YouTube videos, I kind of feel like I'm ready to, like, be shown to the world, I guess. Like, you know, I've been making all these videos, and I feel like I'm getting to, like, I don't know, impatient sometimes, you know, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm ready to, like, show my creativity to the world, you know, and I don't know, I kind of just, like, it would be cool to try new things like comedy. I watch a lot of comedians, so it's like, I try to take a lot of, like, inspiration from them, but yeah, they're pretty funny, and I think it'd be cool to do something like that.
Hell yeah.
But that's crazy that you did that. Do you think you did good?
Nah, it was a disaster. No, I think I did all right. It was hilarious, actually. I told a story of like when I went to jail about how when we were in jail, I remember witnessing the auctioning off of joints. Like someone smuggled weed in there, and like there's no windows, bro. Like there's no outside contact, man. Like, so where are we gonna smoke it at? Like, it didn't make sense. I'm like, I don't want anything to do with this. This sounds like a bad idea. Like, they're just gonna throw us in jail longer.
Everyone's gonna know.
And everyone's gonna for sure know. Like, and is it worth it? You're just gonna be in trouble the whole time you're high, like with the officers. Yeah. Like, that doesn't sound fun at all. But some of these guys are going away for a long time, so they're like, fuck it. Like, they're truly like, I don't care. I'm just going to make some money in the meantime, which money isn't really money in there. It's fucking, like, soups and food and weird shit, bro. Like, Top Ramen soups, bro, is like a dollar in there. It's like the dollar.
Dang.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
So anyways, we're in there, and they auctioned off this joint that they got in there, and it was rolled with, like, binder paper. You know?
Okay.
And so someone boofed this fucking joint into jail, dude. And like it, basically when they went to light it, they had to light it with like an outlet and they almost started a fire and then the whole thing was shut down.
Oh,
but
shit.
Prior to that, someone had to like be in the main possession and ready to smoke it. And the way that person really ascertained it was because they auctioned it off to whoever, like, basically they took like a raffle. Like, you had to each put in like a candy bar or a fucking Top Ramen soup or a Slim Jim. I don't know what the fuck, bro.
Right.
And like, and then you write your name down on paper and then you get a raffle ticket each time you put something in. So if you put a bunch of things in there, you're more likely to win, right?
Okay,
so it was, people would do this stupid shit to make money. So the person that basically thought of doing the raffles coming up hard because they got a bunch of shit in their possession now. And like they're only going to give back like a percentage of it or whatever to whoever wins anyways. But it's so stupid because it was like they gave this joint to these fools. And I'm like, yo, like, they thought I was dumb because I told them I smoked weed when I first got in there, right? Because that somehow starts being part of the conversation of what drugs you do, what the fuck gang you bang with, what the fuck side of town you live on, who the fuck do you know that I know? Like, it's everything. But then later they're like, you don't smoke weed. And I was like, I'm not smoking this asshole weed. Like, you know, and then I started thinking of funny names of what it would have been called, like the strain when we were auctioning it off. And I was like holy shit or something like that. Or like no, that was because we joked about rolling it in Bible papers and then you call holy shit because it came out his ass.
Damn, that's funny.
But
it actually did.
But seriously, like, this really happened. Yeah, they brought the weed in through their ass, bro. Like, you know.
Damn. Crazy.
They boofed it.
Like, I heard of people doing that, but like, you know.
Now, I don't know, boofing it. I think boofing it is actually taking drugs up your ass on purpose to get high. But I think that like smuggling up your ass is exactly what it sounds like, you know. Bro, they made me like when you go into jail. Like, I don't know why I'm talking about this, bro. I'm just saying when you go into jail, like they make you do the butt, like the duck walk where you have to like squat hella low, and they make you get naked, dude. So they're looking at your balls hanging and like and everything, and you have to just kind of like walk around to prove that nothing's gonna just fall out of your ass. Cause you either had to really go for it and tuck it deep, or you just half-ass, literally, no pun intended, half-ass tucked it and it falls out right then in that moment. And then you already got another charge for contraband right then and there. Boom. You know?
Yeah,
so if you did have like something, you know?
Deal or no deal.
So it's all or nothing, bro. Yeah, another strain name, all or nothing, bro. You know?
That is funny.
Bulldog Boo Boo, because it came from the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I mean, you have
long story short, I don't really know why I'm talking about that. Oh, because we were talking about going on stage, yeah, and I told this story, and I said it way better. I had written it out, and I feel like I nailed it, kind of, but at the same time, no one was there, so it was just like the light was blinding me, and I couldn't see, and I thought everyone was there, and then I got off stage and realized, like, no one was in here anymore. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and I hear a lot of, like, comedians that do shows, they like, I listen to a lot of podcasts, so I hear them, like, say that a lot of times it's like that, their first couple shows, you know? Or the when they're first starting off, it's always hard, but they're just like doing what they love, you know. And that's kind of what I'm, kind of where I'm at with my YouTube videos, because it does make me really happy doing them. And it gets me up and going, you know, and gets me doing something, even if it's not really anything.
Yeah.
It feels like something. So I just, I like making content, and I'm going to probably keep doing it for the next 5-10 years. I see myself doing it, so.
That's awesome.
And I've been making new videos, like, since I was in sixth grade. I've just never posted them on YouTube. I've never, like, tried, because I was always afraid. And I always, like, knew, like, once you post on YouTube, you kind of got to keep that grind of weekly content, or, like, everyday content, or, like, just good videos. So I was afraid I wasn't going to be able to post every week. And now I kind of, like, make it my mission, you know, to post every week. But sometimes I kind of don't like the video that I'm making, so I got to wait another week, unfortunately. But
I get you, bro. I try to keep content pumping out every week on this podcast, but it's hard sometimes, bro, to get one out every week.
You've been doing it for, like, almost 2 years, right?
Over 2 years, but I'm just every week now. Like, I think for the last year, it was pretty much every Friday. But I think I missed one or two just because, man, sometimes it gets too real.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I was going to ask you too, bro, do you still work at the coffee shop?
Oh, no. Starbucks, no.
No? How was that?
Oh, it was horrible.
Was it horrible or was it fun?
It was fun. Like, okay, I'm back and forth about it.
Right.
I didn't necessarily enjoy my coworkers. And, like, I didn't feel, like, welcome to, like, I didn't feel like, you know, like, I don't know how to explain it. I just didn't feel, like, welcomed with my coworkers. They didn't really, really like me. So, I mean, I did my job. It was easy. Working there was great. I learned a lot about coffee. I love coffee. I love, you know, green tea. I love, you know, matcha. I love espresso. I just, like, and it was really easy and fun working there with a lot of the customers coming in and out. But at the same time, just some of my coworkers were a little not fun to work with.
I bet.
Yeah. But it's like that at any job you go to.
It is, though. It's always people, bro. Like, and most of the time, like, you could deal, like, you know, but sometimes it's unbearable. Or it's just, like, one person don't fit or a few people don't fit, and then eventually it falls apart, and then it's all better again.
Yeah. And I have a very dark sense of humor, and they're very, you know, like Disney Channel at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. They're very, you know, they got to stay, I don't know, they just don't like some of the things I say.
I bet, so, bro, it's super corporate kind of, like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, oh, I've gotten in trouble because I've gotten in trouble a few times for back-talking a customer because he was being disrespectful or trying to scam free drinks off of me. And I felt like he was assuming that I'm stupid and I didn't know what he was doing. You know, like, I took it that way. So I kind of got mad at him. And I had an exchange of few words with him. And I was pretty mad at myself that I let my temper get that bad, but, like, you know, I almost lost my job over it, so I had to take a step back and really look at myself in the mirror real quick and be like, did I do anything wrong? Like, what did I, you know, was I really an issue in that situation? So,
were you?
Yeah, I mean, I did, you know, say some hurtful words to him because he was, like, trying to, you know, I just use big boy words in a place of setting where I shouldn't. And, yeah, he was pretty mad. I don't even think he heard me, but my assistant, not my manager, but my, like, hiring, or not hiring manager, I forget her name, but it's like assistant manager, basically. And she, or my shift manager, there you go. She heard me say those words, and she took me in the back, and all I said was retarded, So all I said was, like, I called the dude retarded, and she did not like that. And I had a long sit down with my shift manager, you know, and I'm 19 at this time, and I'm like just sitting there listening to her tell me how I shouldn't call people retarded in the workplace, and that she's lucky I don't get fired for that. And I don't even think he heard me. Like, I definitely said it just to her. And yeah, she didn't think it was very funny.
Hey, that's a touchy word. Like, you know, I know that a lot of people that are really offended by the word, and I think that it's a mean word, but it also has a place in the world where it means something legitimate. And usually it means when some kind of growth is altered or not like it's just slowed or something like that. But it's so funny though to me that you didn't tell it to the guy even though. So like, no, I get what you're saying. Like, there should have been maybe something to do with it, I guess. But like, it's almost like she should have just been like, "Hey, I don't want you to say that word around me."
Right. But instead, nice escalated. Right. Yeah, I'm nice. I'm fake to them if I need to be. I don't get mad.
Your coworkers hated that though, huh? Because they thought that that's just how you are. You don't have to fake it. Like, it's just natural or some shit or what.
So like, how this situation went is I'm like in the drive-thru, and the lady's trying to like scam free drinks off of me by, I forget, there was a way that people were doing it, for a minute. And, it's really like hard to catch, but basically the lady was trying to, say that she had a certain amount of drinks. And, but she only ordered, I don't remember what it was. It was so long ago, but she only ordered a certain, like, three or two drinks. But she, I asked her, I just got on drive-thru, like, I just stood there. So I'm like, okay, lady, is this your drink? And she said, is this your order? I told her, I listed off the order. I said, is this your order? Because I don't know. I just stood there what her order is, you know? And she said, yes, that is her order. And I was like, okay. So I'm all like, are you sure this is your order? You know? And it definitely wasn't. But she said it was. She said that those drinks were her drinks. But there was like 7-in-1 drinks. And then like she only had 2 or 3. But she only paid. She just paid for the 2 or 3. So that's why I wasn't on the menu. It was just the next car.
Either way, drinks. It just sounds like some dumb bullshit, bro. That, like, honestly, you said the R word. It's a no-no in the modern world. Right. We used to say it all the time. It was out of control in the early 2000s, bro. I know for a fact. Shoot, everybody would just throw it around like it was nobody's business, bro.
I'm actually pretty good at not saying it anymore because of that situation, but...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we were having a kind of like, it was kind of like getting frustrating because there's tons of people like trying to order drinks through one of my mics, and I'm trying to have this conversation with this lady. Like, are you sure this is your drink? Like, you know, like she's saying yes. So I give her all those drinks, and then it turns out those weren't even her drinks. She just took off with all those drinks, and I'm like, I freaking knew it. And I was like, oh, that I closed the window. You know, so definitely no customer would hear. And I turned to my shift manager, and she's all, what's wrong? Why are you so frustrated, you know? And I was like, that customer is literally so retarded. And yeah, that's right. And she was so mad, bro. She's my shift manager, so she can't fire me. But my manager can, so she was trying to, like, beg my manager to fire me. For a minute, but
dude, it's just so weird. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I get it. Like, she was upset that you said this word. Like, it's a bad word.
Right. But it offended her more than it would have offended someone.
But you were just venting on a serious situation. Like, and maybe the word's not proper, but like, yo, I got news for people that are listening. If you ain't ever worked in retail or food service or something, and hey, I'm gonna blow my cover. I don't give a fuck, dude. The truth is, let's be real here. Let's not play games. Let's be honest. It's all an act. It's all a performance. So when your ass, customer ass, walks into a store thinking it's all for you, It just looks that way, okay? That's not really what it is. Sorry to burst your fucking bubble. And then, second of all, when someone says, how can I help you, and they're really nice, doesn't necessarily mean they're actually nice or even in a good mood. That's just their mode while they're playing and performing while they're at work.
We're actors and we all have lines playing our roles.
Right, and then usually the customer is the shittiest actor in the fucking house because they come in all, basically make you feel like you're not doing something right so they can get something free or whatever, like this person did. And then, to top it all off, when you leave, and if you were very difficult, you will be discussed. So just think about that the next time someone listening goes into a store and they're like, you know, I'm going to get my way and I'm going to raise hell and then I'm going to go write a review. And they're not going to be able to have nothing to say about it. Bullshit, bro. They're going to talk about it. The sad part is some people really harbor that shit and they internalize it and it becomes a big problem. So I would recommend most people not to do that as a person in the world, in the free economy, going out and purchasing and consuming your bullshit. But the reality is I can't tell you how many times at the bar I work at that I've went into the hall and straight up said, fuck that guy. You know what I mean? Because straight up, dude, some people are just ridiculous. And you save it at the face value. But we all know that at the end of the day, most of us don't really respect each other that much. We're acting. We're playing the game. And that's what the world we found ourselves in. I didn't write that book. I didn't make our world this way in this country. I was just born into it. I just know how to play the game the older I get. And I realize that everyone's just performing usually. Exactly. You know, some people are kind people. And you, the more you see them and it's always consistent, usually you can kind of get a glimpse of who they are. But when we're talking face value and shit, like no one really cares about, you know, you or anything, the money that you make or anything like that. But they act like they can tell you what to do. You know, in an environment like that. And I think that's a mistake because just because you go into a store or a food place or whatever to purchase something doesn't mean that you're always right either. You may be right one time, but after that, it's like you're fucking lying. You're crying wolf. You know, stop doing that.
I've gone into stores as an employee and have had horrible customer service. I've gone in, or I've had employees come in, or I've had customers come in as an employee, and you know, it's been horrible, like customers coming in, like making my day worse. So it's kind of like I get both, you know. I feel like even when you go in as a customer, you feel like if, you know, this employee is not, you know, doing their lines right or acting right, you know, like we were saying, well, like then you're kind of like assume that, like, I don't know, you kind of get upset with that, like, with that employee, I guess, as a customer,
right?
I feel like, or if they're like, you know, not giving you the customer service that you feel like you deserve, I guess, then obviously they're gonna get upset,
Yeah, but I don't know. I get what you mean. Like, there's a standard kind of, but when people are just shitty, and then you go, okay, well, you don't have to talk to me that way, and they go off the handle and go, let me talk to your supervisor. It's like, excuse me? Because people are like that in the world, and it's like, dude, you know, you just came at me with some bullshit, and I just said, hey, please don't talk to me that way, and you got all mad. I could say the other night, bro, this guy's like, what are the wing flavors? They ask me, because we work at a bar. We got bar food. Wings.
Okay.
I said, because I'm going to put it in the gun, and I go, or into the register, right? And I go, how many do you want? And he goes, well, what are the flavors? So I name off all the flavors, and he goes, buffalo. And I'm like, all right, basic, we got you. So I kind of burned him, right? Because buffalo, you had to hear all 8 flavors or whatever, but you just went with buffalo, like the most normal everywhere. Right. You know what I mean? If you wanted buffalo. But I get it. Nothing tempted him. Okay, different, you know, whatever. And then he goes, but he looks at me, and all his friends are right there, and he goes, but I want some fucking carrots with it. And he looked at me all shitty and like as if I'm his bitch. And I go, well, bro, you don't have to make it fucking weird because they already come with carrots. And his friends were like, oh, and then I walked away. So I made it fun. I own the scenario.
Right.
Different environment, though, when you're at a place like where we are there, it's a little different environment. You know what I mean? You sometimes have to own the situation and make it a fun experience. And sometimes people, the way that they have fun is kind of aggressive, honestly, you know?
And, like, I've experienced that, too. Like, I've had, like, employees, or, like, I've gone in as a customer, to this AM/PM, like, right down the street, and there's this guy who, like, will literally insult you while you're buying stuff. But he makes it funny. I don't know. He kind of gets away with it. I don't know how he does. But he just sits there and insults everyone that's coming through the, like, waiting in line. And, yeah, I mean, he's a funny guy. I look forward to going in there, though, because he's kind of, like, makes it fun. But, yeah, he kind of insults you by, like, I don't know. He has a very passive-aggressive tone to everything he says.
Hello, everybody. This is Tyler Colombaro, the host of the Symbiosis Now podcast, as well as the host of the Cali Ag podcast, which is new. It is launching. It's ready for you to hear. Here's a little intro clip to get you enticed. I hope you can go check it out on Spotify and all the platforms out there. Check it out. Welcome to the Cali Ag podcast. I'm Tyler Colombaro. I'm the host of this podcast. And of course, folks, we're going to be talking about the crops. We're going to be talking about the land. We're going to be talking about the water. We're going to be talking about the agriculture in California. Each episode, we're going to have a special guest talking with us, sharing what they do, how they do it, and ultimately where they fit into the bigger picture of the California agricultural scene. We're going to discuss our food system heavily. We're going to be critical on our water system, how water's allocated, treated within the state of California. So we're going to talk about the market and the climate and how California is always groundbreaking at their adaptive and innovative skills. Folks, we're going to cover breeding, the wide variety of crops that are grown, pest control, and pests themselves. We're going to discuss how California's agricultural scene brings in billions, and we're going to discuss the jobs and the hardworking people. We're going to let them share their stories. They're going to share their knowledge with us, and listener, you're going to sit back and indulge in all of this. So please join us by telling your friends and telling a farmer about the Cali Ag podcast, and stay tuned as we explore all aspects of California agriculture, from the crops to the land to the water and the symbiosis between it all. Chris, I got to ask you something else now, big dog, because you've lived in the mountains. I've lived in the mountains. And when I lived in the mountains, I've seen a few weird things. And I've talked about it on this podcast before, but it's never been like a fucking UFO necessarily. It was just like, what is that? A ball of fire? And so like, but yeah, but like I've not seen, yo, like the green dude, like on the logo of my podcast. Like I've not seen like a flying saucer, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. And but I've seen like things way deep in the sky. I don't know what it was. And you know, everyone's got a story. And right now, actually, we're in February, mid-February 2023. The United States government all of a sudden shooting down fucking balloons and claiming that they got UFOs, even though a couple years ago that UFOs were outlawed to say that term practically because it was too conspiratorial. Yeah. You know, it's UAPs, unidentified, anonymous, or what's it called, anomalous phenomena, meaning like just some basically another word for UFO, but now the government comes out and is calling it a UFO. I think something's fishy, first of all. But my question to you is, you ever seen anything out there?
Well, this is going to be a very big disappointment to everyone listening, probably, but I'm not a huge, I don't believe in aliens. Like, I'm just going to flat out say it. I've never seen them. I've never, like, you know, I've never seen them personally, and all the videos are fake that we do see, like, you know, and I don't know. I just, like, I don't know why I don't, but I just have a big feeling that we're all alone. Maybe not. Maybe we're, like, in, like, a different universe or something, but I feel like we're all alone.
I want to believe. Yeah, it's more scary, huh? Like, almost to think that we are alone.
Yeah.
That there's no help. There's no morale, there's no community in the universe besides the one we have, and the one we have is kind of fucking weird.
Right. But I don't think we exist for no reason. At the same time, I think there's a reason I make videos, I get up in the morning. There is a reason. Maybe if I don't even know what it is right now.
Right.
You know, I still have a drive and push inside of me. I think everybody does, you know, and so, like, I think it's just, like, as long as I could, like, keep driving until I'm happy, you know, I guess. Keep right. going until I'm happy.
So the answer is no, though.
No.
You've never seen no aliens or nothing.
We kind of got drifted away.
No, I don't mind. Aliens. I just clarifying. The answer is no, I assume. And that's okay. Yeah. Because, bro, yeah. I want to believe. But like I said, I ain't never seen nothing. Like with all these TikTok, bro, I posted a TikTok the other day to fuck with people because it was like, you see some shit and it's got this sound attached to it. And all of a sudden you're watching it and it's like, you think that it's real. There's not even anything going on. It's something completely normal, but they have the sound effect that's not even from there, from the video being recorded. It's a sound that you can choose to put on top of the recording you chose, right? You know, that's the point of TikTok, but it's like you don't even, literally with TikTok, you don't know what to believe and not to believe. The problem is so many of them are so poor that it's like, dude, this is bullshit. And almost every single one of them that are UFO or some shit, bro, I don't buy it. I want to. Yeah. Like, that's why, like, if I saw something that I'm like, bro, what is that? I'd be more hooked, right? But when I start looking into everything I start looking into, very shortly thereafter, I debunk it. Like, I'm like, oh, well, this is why. This is what this was. This was a video of this light post, the way that they have them in certain states. That's just the way it is. It looks like a fucking UFO floating there, but it's not. You know, you start looking into shit.
Arguments. Yeah, you look into it because that's what you're supposed to do as an individual. But people only see the surface, the TikTok video, right? And then they don't look into it or investigate. And then they don't ever think it's not real.
Right.
Or they don't ever find out it's not real, so then they could live their lives thinking that video is real.
It's like we're kind of perverting like this attachment to being alone. Like we're like, oh, but maybe we're not. Like we're tempting each other, saying like, maybe we're not though. Look it. But the thing with TikTok is it's a recent phenomena of itself. That these ideas and these sightings and all these thoughts have existed before all this. It's just now you see so much footage because everyone claims that we all have a cell phone, we all have a camera, we could all take footage at some point, catch this shit on camera. Same thing with Bigfoot. See this shit. Give me fucking proof, bro. How hard is it now? You can prove to me that you can take this fucking huge ass bumpy dildo in your ass on OnlyFans, right? Yeah. But you can't prove to us that you see Bigfoot like right there. Like, you know, like you die hard. You're telling me you slept in the woods looking for Bigfoot for a fucking decade and you still don't have nothing that's good. Like, I need that shit, bro. That's why sometimes it's like, I think it's just a perversion of the human psyche or mind where we like to fantasize about stuff only to fantasize about it.
Like with the thing, like the void, I think.
True. But,
I think those are just little stories to entertain us, you know?
Right. And then lately with the, and trust me, like I want to believe, and I've heard some stories. I believe when people tell me, I believe what they're saying.
Right.
I've seen some weird shit that I cannot disprove it or like, but I also can't say there was an alien inside that shit floating around looking at me ready to put a probe in my ass type of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. But I do also think, and I've talked about it many times, that alien life could exist in fungal form and plant form and bacterial form. It's just life that is not from Earth. And I do believe that that exists out there. And then that sparks the conversation that, okay, well, then there might be intelligent life. That's a whole nother conversation. And I feel like lately with the UFO shit and the Pentagon and blah, 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 they're talking about intelligent alien life, if anything, if they were saying that. When we're bringing this shit up, we're not talking about fucking bacteria from a rock that came from who knows where in space and hit the Earth and brought this new form of mineral to the Earth or something. We're not talking about that shit. We're talking about like a fucking, like an alien that's smarter than us that can like fly around somehow using some kind of propulsion and jump universes and come through our atmosphere and come and just say what's up and shit. Like, and then a lot of people are like, well, that's because they're in the ocean. They're here with us. Blah, 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 blah. Don't get me wrong. I'm not disproving that. I want to believe. So I'm down to keep talking about it. But the reality is I ain't seen no fucking proof. And when the government starts saying some shit, calling them UFOs, saying we don't rule anything out, I call bullshit. I think that they're literally trying to like almost make it seem like it like desensitize us to some kind of like idea, because it goes back to the first like crash landing in New Mexico or whatever, right? Roswell and shit, where there was actually shortly thereafter, there was the Project Blue Book. right? Where it was like this idea of completely dismissing anything UFO. It's all conspiracy. It's all just fucking a hoax. It's just a joke. Like, you're crazy. Basically, use the word conspiracy to debunk UFO, and anyone talking about a UFO or aliens was fucking crazy. You know, that's the point. And in society, that works. You saw it in your lifetime with the pandemic. We've seen it in the history books with communism and things like that. There's a few things that shut everything down, bro. If you use the word or you say someone's with some kind of party or whatever, like, it shuts everything down. It'll change the game. And that was what they were doing, the CIA was doing after the Roswell and all that shit, right? Well, what about now? Like, what if they're bringing it up just to fuck with us? And some people all over TikTok lately, I've realized, anything about this UFO shit usually tagged in it is the Project Bluebeam, which is another theoretical project of the CIA, blah, 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 that the conspiracy nuts love to get into, that they're going to fake an alien invasion and make people think that there really are aliens. So therefore, we basically would play into their hands because they would become the new god, because it's the only creature beyond us. And they would, you know what I mean? It's kind of like this idea that it would change the way society functions. And that was kind of a spinoff of in the Cold War, when we were at odds with Cuba and they had the Russian missiles and shit. Apparently, something that hit the drawing board floor that is in documentation was putting a hologram of Jesus Christ over Cuba, saying, like, to what to do, like telling them to believe him. I've come back as the Messiah, because everyone there would believe that if they saw it in the sky. And everyone looked at each other and were like, dude, are you seeing that? They'd be like, yeah, I'm seeing that. They would think it's real back then, because now, you know, there's no hologram. No one knew what the fuck that was back then. Right. But it hit the drawing board table. Like, they were thinking about doing that. Even though that didn't happen, but like, imagine now, you could see where these conspiracy nuts are like, well, they're going to fake an alien invasion. George Soros is going to pay for it. I remember hearing the Q nuts talking about that 2 years ago, talking about George Soros is going to fake an alien invasion right before the election, so that way Joe Biden wins. And I'm like, how does this, any of this make sense? But the reality is we are in a weird situation where they're talking about UFOs and they're saying this weird shit on the news. And I don't buy it, and I think it's a big distraction, but I also think that there is probably some people flying some shit out there that we don't know what it is, some private industry cool-ass stuff, you know, that maybe people have been flying around Rick and Morty style for a while. Who knows?
Most definitely. People make things in their garage all the time, and, you know, I mean, like, I watch YouTubers that make little drones that they could sit on and just fly around on. Like, yeah. It's crazy. So, I mean, I don't see, like, why it would be so crazy for another country to make a flying machine and want to fly it all over the world, or at least, you know, fly it around, I guess. I don't know. So I don't think it's that crazy, but for them to shoot it down, I don't know, there must have been a reason. I'm just not sure. I don't know. Like, at the same time, I don't really pay attention to, surprisingly, I don't like TikTok. I don't like, I mean, I love YouTube Shorts, because I love YouTube, you know? I love YouTube. I'll post on YouTube. But I kind of think I'm thinking about deleting TikTok, actually.
Do it. Recently.
Yeah.
I rarely ever get on there. Allison, my wife, is the link to the TikTok chain, because I swear, bro, I never get on there. But then when I check my messages, there'll be like hundreds, literally hundreds that she sent me that you have to watch these. So I watch all of those, but like, she's my filter. I don't just go scrolling very often, you know. When I do, it's all bad. It's like, bro, it's hilarious. It is like the most conspiratorial shit that I don't even believe. Like, when I'm watching it, I'm like, what is this? Like, I can't believe people believe this dumb shit. And then I'll leave a comment, and it's almost like it thinks I'm with it. Like, the algorithm, we all joke the algorithm's so good. But there's something about humans in a social setting that we can't forget. We've evolved in biologically, bro, like, to where we can, like, literally pick up and feel things from each other, to where we've learned how to, like, really, really, like, communicate without technology, I feel like, for so long, to where if you really pay attention to what you're saying and stuff, you can feel what each other's saying and thinking before they even say it, type of shit.
Right.
You know? It's like what you're missing when you're online, or you're messaging, or whatever you read online.
And then you have people believing in things that aren't real, and then there's arguments, and then there's, you know, like me and my friends argue. When they see some, like, my friend, one of my roommates, he watches TikToks or shorts, or like reels, Instagram reels, you know, he watches those a lot. And you know, he believes certain things. And it could cause, like, arguments sometimes. Or, like...
Oh, yeah.
Cause me to look at him a little different. Because I'm like, dang, you really believe that? Because, you know how you said you watch a video and you're like, there's no way people are believing this. And then you turn to your right and there's a dude right there believing in it.
Yeah.
And then... and you're like, oh, man. You know, it's like... You kind of have no faith left.
Yeah, it's like I used to go hard on the chemtrail thing, like when I was like 17, 18. I feel like I'd watch videos about that, and it'd be like, the government is poisoning you with the trails in the sky, and they're also trying to control the weather patterns, and at the same time, it's toxic chemicals. And, dude, you'd watch these videos, they'd take you off the edge of the planet, bro.
Right,
You'd be ending the video thinking that you now have been indoctrinated to think, like, five things that you didn't think that were real before you started watching the video. And then you start looking into them, and then you kind of like, I don't know, you know, time goes by. You start realizing, wait a minute, if I think like this all the time, then the air's fucked, the water's fucked, the food's fucked, everything is fucked. What's the point of fucking living then? I used to get hella depressed because that's all I would think about. And sometimes when people talk about these psyops, these psychological operations by the government, sometimes you got to wonder if it's just to keep the man down. Because I hate to say the man, but the common person. Yeah, so that way we just stay down here. Shutting the fuck up, worried about our own problems, all depressed, taking medications, and then backing Big Pharma somehow.
Legalizing, you know, marijuana.
What's going down, podcast listener? I imagine that you drive a car when you're out and aboutin'. You might even have a motorcycle, per se. And I think that most people that live in the society we live in have a home of some sort. On those things, do you have insurance? That is my question to you. And if you do not, it seems like it's time to get you some. What are you doing out there listening to a podcast? Because if you are, at the same time simultaneously, you could be calling Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance to provide you with top-notch service. Give him a call at 559-638-3800. Do you not have a license? That doesn't seem to be a problem. He can set you up. Do I know how? I have no idea, but he can set you up. He claims to know. Are you anything like me? And when you were younger, got into some trouble, had a DUI, and needed an SR-22 insurance? Maybe? I hope not. But if you do, Alfredo Vargas over at Academy West Insurance can set you up with the free SR-22. You can find Alfredo looking sharp in the suit on 998 North Manning Avenue in Reedley, California, or you can give him a jingle down there at the shop at 559-638-3800. Be sure to tell him that you heard about him on the Symbiosis Now podcast, and he will set you up ASAP with all your insuring needs. Thank you, Alfredo, for sponsoring the podcast, and now let's get back to the show, folks.
It keeps people calm, chill. You know, certain, like, prescription drugs might keep them, like, you know, blocked mentally, clouded, you know?
Right.
And so it keeps a person kind of, you know, I don't know, just there. I don't know. But that's just my opinion. Like, that's probably why they, like, I kind of skeptical about certain prescription drugs being prescribed to people. Because that could be, like, the government stepping in and saying, like, oh, prescribe these drugs, get that person to, like, you know, not think straight, or, I don't know, make false, like, claims on people. I don't know. But those are just, like, conspiracies, I guess.
I guess, man. But I feel like when I was getting out of high school, bro, in 2012, everybody was into Xanax. And I don't mean just prescribed it. They were prescribed it, but, like, it was, like, it was the drug, anti-anxiety drug, to where I had friends that were like, bro, they're snorting this shit and stuff, bro. They're all into it, bro.
I mean, I know. Yeah, I know people.
They're called bars, bro. They'd be popping bars, bro. I remember my boy Roy OG. He's been on the podcast. He talked about it one time that he had a problem with that shit. And he literally one time got in the car with his buddy Josh, our buddy Josh. Shout out to Josh. He gets in the car. He does a line of coke, popped a Zanny with a beer, like drank it down with the beer, and then like was rolling a joint. And his friend's like, bro, did you really just do like five drugs in like 10 seconds? Like, what the fuck, like, is wrong with you? Like... And that's what happens, bro. I feel like with Xanax, it almost, it's like, it takes the edge off, kind of chills you out, right? But it's like, you really don't give a fuck anymore. Like, you're kind of just like, this is normal. And then I feel like it makes you desperate to feel something deeper.
Yeah.
And you never will if you're taking it.
You almost come dependent literally. On it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, they say that's one of the hardest things to stop taking.
Yeah. I've had friends and family members that are, like, have been dependent on certain, like, Oxy and Narcos and Xanax, so...
Someone like, listening right now is like, fuck you, Tyler, for talking shit on Xanax. I love my Xanax. I would have anxiety without my Xanax. Well, okay.
Yeah.
All I'm saying, though, is that it was a psychological... I think it was an operation, like, literally to push Xanax further and further. And it may have not been a CIA, a governmental thing. It was a private industry, big pharma push. And it worked. Yeah. And it took the world by storm. Just too, like all the prescription pills that you, like, you're bringing up.
Right, exactly. And I don't think they realize the side effects at first until it's already too late. And people already know the name and already know the that's what they want to take, I guess.
And then you can build an industry based off of healing the ills that medication caused.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's gross.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm almost 21, so I'll admit I smoke weed, but I don't, that's as far as it goes for me.
You're not going to drink? Like, you want to come out to the wake house, bro? I'll pour you a shot, bro.
Almost 21. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. When you turn 21.
I would, but I don't really drink that often. Surprisingly, like, you know, just cause I'm 21. Doesn't
the
mean
food's really good though. You got to come through and then you eat some food or whatever, and we'll give you a draft beer or something.
That'd be cool. I'm always like, I don't know, I'm not a huge fan of beer, so whenever I see people drink those big glasses, I'm like, I don't know, it kind of intimidates me, because, like, am I going to be one of those, like, dads? Am I going to be one of those older guys that drinks beer?
Nah, but you don't drink bottled beer, bro. Drink craft beer, if anything. Fuck yeah, dude.
I heard it's better.
It is, bro. Fuck yeah, like, it is.
Yeah.
But anyways, no, bro, like, I hear you, man. This pharmaceutical wave has taken the world by storm, and I feel like it will continue to do so, especially now over the last couple of years, that Pfizer, like, somehow won over the public's opinion. I don't know how, because for a while there, they were really, dude, like, most of the public, I feel like, knew what was up, and they were mad, and they didn't like big pharma and all the especially the opiates that they were pushing. That, you know, arguably we could say we were getting from the Middle East, which is maybe one of the main reasons why we stayed there for so long. But, like, that being said, that was a dope, sick fucking push for a long time too. And, like, now I feel like it's almost like people don't care anymore. They're like back on the side of medicine being how we got here today. And then, like, it's like, how could you disagree with that, right? But that's not what anyone's saying when they're saying big pharma's fucked up. We're not talking about medicines. We're talking about stuff it's just drugs. Like, it's literally just a formulation that said on the commercial for 2 seconds that it'll make you feel better. But then the rest of the commercial is all the problems that it's going to give you. It's going to make you fucking bleed from your asshole. It's going to make you have seizures, maybe be suicidal. And it's like, bro, I just had a little anxiety. Like, I didn't realize I was going to, you know, shit blood over taking a pill to fit. I mean, I guess if I'm not nervous anymore, but if I shit blood, I'll be fine. You know, it's a trade-off that I'm willing to take. Like, I really don't think most people are willing to take that, you know, until it starts happening. And then the bigger issue is, like, in all of those commercials, do they ever say can also cause dependencies or addiction? No. Like, they're just talking about all the side effects that are, like, physical, not the physiological ones, you know?
And then it's like, oh, one's not working now. I got to take two now.
And some of those people, when they stop taking them, that's when they snap. Because they don't take them anymore.
Some people stop taking them, and then they die when they relapse. Or if they relapse, they'll die because they're taking the same amount they were when they were, like, on it, hooked on it. And then they just have, like, heart attack. And
right, it's scary as fuck, bro.
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I know a lot of people with addiction to certain, you know, like, I know a lot of people with addiction, and it's kind of like for a long time I would be against them. I would hate on them and, you know, talk shit about them because, you know, I didn't understand them, and I just saw, like, them, you know, I saw all the conflicts that came with them doing those certain drugs. So it's like, for a long time I was against them, you know, and I didn't want anything to do with them. And then it's like, when you get older and you start to understand people and talk to them, it's like, I understand why people do drugs, but it's kind of, at the same time, it's like, I don't know, like, it's weird how humans, like, work and, like, how some don't.
Yeah, dude, I agree. How some of us are, like, so resilient and then some aren't. Yeah. And I really think that a lot of people that get, like, whatever kind of drugs or whatever kind of pills that people get into, right, usually it's because they're just a sensitive, alcohol. Yeah, whatever it is, bro. Substance yeah. abuse in general, it's like you're talking about sensitive human beings that now almost yeah. use this, whatever this substance is, to drown out. Yeah, to, like, right. almost drown
to
out.
Be
the,
themselves.
Yeah, yeah, like, because they can't. They can't just function. And some people would say, oh, that's so sad. Like, they really need to get their head out of their ass. But it's like, man, I don't know. It's real easy to just kind of think like that in the world. Because look at our world. It's so cold, bro. You walk around. If you didn't have, you know, if you didn't work real hard and keep your shit together, you'll end up like those dudes wandering around pushing a shopping cart really fast. Because literally, like, if you just stop and don't give a fuck about stuff, the world in a month will take your ass over, bro. It's like a force of nature society now. It's its own thing.
And I think if, like, people were more educated on some of the stuff that they're taking, but at the same time, I think people just lose care.
And we're humans, and we like to get high. That's also right. a big part of it. Is like, yeah, let's. I mean, like, why do we have to act like we don't like getting high?
Reality.
Everybody likes getting high, but, like, it's like, what drugs are you choosing, man? Because some of that shit's just—it's just gonna make you sick instead of, like, be amazing.
And
you know,
grow and be something better. But, you know, I get it. But yeah, I don't know. I think it's like people just like to escape reality, you know, for a little bit, not be in the same state that they're in right now, I guess.
Fuck yeah.
Which is why I understand them. I feel for them, but at the same time, I just, like, I'd rather not be around it. Certain things.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I hear you, bro.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really hate that much on weed, but I will admit it's pretty, it could be kind of like, sometimes I need to, like, take a break and to, like, come back to it later, you know, like, in a few weeks, because, like, sometimes I just, I don't know, I ask myself, am I doing it too much? Am I, like, smoking too much? Is it an issue? And, like, I know it's just weed, but then it's like, sometimes I almost forget, like, what life was like before I started smoking, you know? And so,
is it weed or is it wax, though? The cartridges, bro, because the kids do the cartridges, right?
Right. And I have smoked carts before, you know, most definitely, but it's mainly just weed. And I mean, I've taken dabs before, but
yeah, because the concentrates, bro, like, don't get me wrong, I can fuck around with some of that, but the reality is it's something else, dude, to cope with, like, daily. Like, if you're trying to be that guy that's just trying to go hard, day tripper mode, you better be fucking prepared and get some rest, because it's not going to be easy, you know?
Makes sense.
And I feel like that's with, and that's, like, with anything, though, bro. But, like, there's just, I don't know, man. Like, if you feel like you need to slow down anything in life, you probably should, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, if you're drinking coffee, it just don't work no more. Maybe stop drinking coffee for a while. You know what I mean? If you do, if nothing works anymore, like, just stop doing it. You know what I mean? Like, or if it's not what you feel like makes you actually feel good, then no.
Right.
But maybe sometimes you have to implement multiple things to help, you know. That means sometimes for some people that they may smoke and maybe they'll give them some anxiety when they're not, when, like, the next day when they're sober again. But that's why there's all these other ways to get out your anxiety, like, not just smoking weed. Like, you gotta work out, you gotta do something, you gotta drink good water, you gotta fucking drink good drinks, I don't know, whatever that is, if it's coffee or if it's like a juice of some kind that's not too sugary, and you gotta fucking drink, I mean, eat good food and not just eat trash all the time, and think about positive things to look forward to, which is one of the harder parts of our society. And, like, all this includes a good diet. So, like, really, if you think well and, you know, you are what you eat, you know, you could be thinking about good stuff and you become good stuff. You know, it's like a matter of mental boundaries. But if you're always just smoking out and you're never questioning about your growth or like motivating right. yourself to look forward to something. Yeah. It's like you're just kind of you're stagnating, and even if you didn't smoke weed, you'd still feel like you're stagnating. Sometimes right. just the weed, like time exists differently, so that 10 minutes that you're thinking about it feels like a fucking decade, and you're right. like, oh my God, I've been wasting my life forever. And it's like, no, just a yeah. few hours sometimes. It's okay, let it go, and then yeah. keep moving forward. It's all good, right. you know?
And I feel like I've been able to find a good balance, you know? But at first it was, you know, just smoke whatever I got, you know, eat all the edibles I got. And now it's, and so like now it gets to a point where I'm sober for 2 or 3 days and I don't even feel like really any different. So I'm like, did all that weed really get me high, or am I just, you know, like have built such a immunity to, you know, or not immunity, but what's the word I'm looking for?
Tolerance. I get what you mean.
Tolerance.
But, yeah. I mean, everybody's different, man. And for sure, I think that in general, you just got to take care of yourself and not right. think too hard about certain stuff. I think that the kids go off the deep end when they get out of high school, because I know yeah. I did. I think most people do. They take on something that they don't realize they're really taking on. And some of these things, like the weed nowadays, yeah, but the weed nowadays, too, is a big boy. It's big boy shit. It's kind of like... It's like mushrooms, bro. Like people that walk around talking about mushrooms all willy-nilly, like it's like whatever. I think that they're fools, because it's really something not to fuck with. Like it's really precious. Yeah. It's something that's like really intense, and it's not something to just be like, oh yeah, I ate those and I went to this party and fucked some chicks. Like it's like, wait, right. what? Like what are you talking about? Like it yeah. almost doesn't make sense when people tell those stories. Sometimes I call it bullshit. Because they're right. lying. And they went and freaked out in an orchard and like fucking cried all night because they couldn't cope with their dumb decision. You know what I mean? Like
right.
it's, but the point is everybody's different. Everybody treats things different. And I think exactly. that some people that think that one thing fixes something, it doesn't exist. And that goes back to the pill thing, where people take pills to get rid of something because we think that there's a one pill, like a quick fix solution, and it just doesn't mm-hmm. exist, you know?
And I think a lot of times, too, it's like, you know, learning your lesson on a lot of things. You know, not a lot of people know because they're, you know, their favorite rapper is doing it, or their favorite, you know, artist is, you know, doing it, or their favorite actor is doing it. So it's like, are their role models just doing that same stuff? Or like, you know, like Mike Tyson does shrooms, so then a lot of younger people are going to be like, yeah, I want to do shrooms now. And then they're going to have to learn their lesson, unfortunately, because, you know, they're not going to be able to learn the right way based off all of the entertainment.
The power of influence these days, bro, is so intense. Exactly. It used to be so censored. Now it's just so raw.
Right. And that comes back to my YouTube channel. I know I don't necessarily have the best – I'm not the best role model, but at the same time, I feel like I can – make good entertainment without putting weed or without putting drugs or without putting like alcohol, because that is something that yes is in my life and is surrounding my life, but at the same time it's not my main focus. It's not a focus. It's not like a it's just part of life, and like I don't want it to be like, oh yeah, me and my friends do this all day and this is why we make stupid videos, you know, like, but, you know, like, I'm sure people could assume things all they want, but I don't want it to be the main premise or like the main like focus or goal, because I do have little sisters and watching my videos, like on my dad's side, you know, and I mean, I have my mom sometimes watching my videos, you know, so it's like, I want to be able to like respect them at the same time, but yeah.
I hear you, big dog. I appreciate you coming on, big dog. We need to have you on again. We got to tell the people what the fuck to go look up right now. It's Lonely California Nights.
It's on YouTube, yeah.
On YouTube. On Instagram, too, right?
On Instagram, too, yeah. I have two S's at the end of my Instagram, though, because someone took my original name.
Damn.
I know. And it's like some girl that has like an inactive account, too, so everyone go report her.
Yeah, she's just trying to like linger in case you want to buy it from her one day.
I've actually asked.
That's so crazy, bro.
I asked, I was like, for like $20, you could just change your name. You don't even use this account. I know you don't.
I bet you other people hit her up too, and they're like, I'll give you $1,000. And she's like, I'm going to wait for this to get like 20 grand or more.
Yeah.
Just for a fucking handle on Instagram. Holy shit, huh?
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, fuck yeah. YouTube.
Appreciate you having me on. I'm sorry I lagged on you that first day.
Dude, it's all good. You wouldn't believe how hard it is to schedule in a podcast when you work 3 jobs and you go to school and you just had a baby. It's fucking hard. Right. But it's all good.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thanks, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. I haven't ever really told you that. So.
No, it's all good. He hasn't really been around yet. You'll get to meet him soon, hopefully. Like, he's now going to be more mobile, into the world. We just kind of, through flu season and stuff through the winter, bro, we've been kind of staying local. We're just really cautious about, especially being around other kids.
Right.
And stuff because of the transmission factor. Like, it's funny, like, most of us should just not care, right? He's gonna get sick eventually anyways, right? But it's like, he's a fucking newborn. He couldn't even see us yet. Like, you know what I mean? Come on, let's just slow down for a second here. He's getting there though.
I know. I think a lot of people, just take it personal, but don't worry about it too much. You're your own person, you're your own man.
That's right. That's my baby, too.
Exactly. That's your, your offspring. You don't want to take care of it.
So. Yeah, it's really deep when it happens, bro. You'll know what I mean. But right for now, just play it safe.
I could imagine.
But you'll see what I mean. Like everyone tells you that, but you will. You'll be like, holy crap, I get it. I get it.
Right. Exactly. But it was nice talking to you, man.
You too, bro. Stay in touch. Now that I have your phone number, please contact me anytime if you need me, bro. And then people got to go check him out. Chris Freeman out there. Chris, thank you, bro, for coming on the pod. Couldn't do without you, big dog. We need your insight. We need your solutions. We need your vlogging expertise. We need your Starbucks experience, bro. Thank you for sharing that. We need your skepticism on UFOs and aliens, bro. Thank you. Gosh, listener, I hope you had a good time. I thought it was a lot of fun. I go back with this young man. We actually are somehow related, and we enjoy it, and we finally are here together on the pod to have a good intellectual conversation. Listener, I hope that you had a good time. I hope that you were inspired to get out there and have your own conversations. Of course, strengthen the monologue within your mind, but man, we really got to get on that dialogue out there in the world, that triple-log, that quadruple-log, you know what I mean? We need to be talking to people and groups and each other. So hold on to that essence until we meet again. Because, folks, this is Tyler Colombaro signing off for this episode. And I hope to catch you on the next episode of the Symbiosis Now podcast.